But Roan Weimers just wrapped up her first fall season at University of St. Mary's with tennis. She is here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much for when she saw me walking over. It's like, oh no. Put me in front of a microphone. But school going good. Tennis going good. You enjoyed your first semester, huh?
Yeah, it was really good. I really like my team, and the school is really great. I like my classes, and yeah.
I guess you're not quite done with first semester.
Yeah.
You got to go back after Thanksgiving, but it's probably just, what, two and a half weeks maybe?
Yeah, 10 days, yeah.
And then you're right back home for probably a month?
Yeah. We go back the 6th. Well, the 5th. We start the 6th.
Awesome. Good deal. Talk about a little weird with the fall tennis season, because you were telling me earlier that the coach who you knew and I think recruited you and everything left right before the season started?
Yeah, a week before we went to school, he emailed us and was like, hey, I'm moving schools, whatever. And so our fall season was coached by our graduate assistant, and she did a good job. She, for August through October, she coached us, and then she graduated. And so November and December are off, and we've just kind of been hitting around training on our own. But yeah, season was really good. It was a new experience. I was 4 on the team this fall season, so I got to play singles and doubles. It's a little different than high school and all that. So it took some time to adjust, but it was really fun.
Can you tell, what was the difference between that?
So like in high school, I only ever played really doubles, and then but I play doubles and singles now. And so I've had to like adjust and learn how to do singles competitively. And then some of the rules are different, like lets are, we don't do deuce. So we just, next point wins, we don't have to win by two. I had a lot of tiebreakers this season, which I wasn't used to. I didn't play very many. So I had, I think all of my matches maybe, except for maybe two, went to a tiebreaker. So that was new too, to play those. But
you, singles, you've adjusted pretty well, I bet, haven't you?
Yeah. I've gotten used to it. It's been good. Fun. I've enjoyed it, yeah.
But you still prefer doubles?
Yeah. I like doubles. I like singles, too, but I miss playing with Rosalind, of course.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah, I love my doubles partner. She's great, so.
So you've gelled a little bit more. It takes time, doesn't
it? Yeah, it did take time for us to kind of get used to it. And my doubles partner, she played singles mainly last year. Like, she was 3-2 maybe, and so she was more used to singles as well. But yeah, as the season went on, we gelled and we did really well. I think we had a winning record for our doubles, but yeah.
Does the fall season just get you ready for the spring season?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think maybe like 1-2 matches actually go to our records, and then all the other ones are kind of just like exhibition matches that, yeah.
All right. So it's kind of like in softball, we do in college. Yeah, that's the fall season, really. You just play. It doesn't count against your record. It's just to get you ready for an all-important spring season.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is it a pretty challenging – I bet it's a pretty challenging spring season coming up, isn't it?
Yeah. They haven't released the schedule yet. I think it's because they're still trying to get a coach. It's just taking time. But, yeah, we'll play a lot of the same teams that we played in the fall, and then it'll be good. We played Doan. We went to Doan. We played them and then Nebraska Westland. And so we played some in Nebraska, so that was fun. Mom and Dad came and watched, but yeah.
Who's the big rival when it comes to tennis with University of St. Mary's against who?
I don't know, honestly. I'm not sure.
Okay.
They all kind of run together. There was a lot of, like, invitationals, and so we played a whole bunch of different, probably Bethany College,
okay.
I'd say.
Okay.
But yeah.
A lot of travel?
Yes. About 3 hours.
Ooh, yeah.
Each way.
Didn't do that in high school.
Right, yeah, yeah. At least in the fall, we had a lot of overnight trips and whatnot. But yeah, it was good, yeah.
How many kids on the team?
I'm trying to think. There's 11 girls, 11 guys, I believe.
All right. Pretty good boys team, too?
Yeah, they're very good. There's a lot of international students on the boys' side. But they're very good. It's kind of hard for the girls to keep up with the guys, I think, but last year the girls had a winning, like they did better. They had a winning record and all of that. I don't even know, but got some awards. So yeah.
They treat you nice, so yeah. they better, huh?
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah, it's good.
Any wagers out there? I bet you I could beat you or something like that. But they do. Oh, as long as they treat you well and tell you good job, that's most important.
Yes. Yeah. definitely on the guys. There's a lot of close ones. Our number one's on the girls. She's really good. She'll play with the guys. And then, but the guys, there's like three of them who will go back and forth, like playing matches and whatnot. So
you're in the off season here right now, but you got it. I'm sure keeping shape, getting ready for the spring, don't you?
Yeah. Weights, running, all of the things. Yeah.
They have good indoor facilities there?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah. They're nice. They're good.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll cross fingers. You are too. That next coach they hire, they're not going to hire just anybody. They want to get somebody with some great tennis knowledge.
Yeah, they've had a lot of applicants. They just are trying to find the best one. So they said that they'll for sure have one by January when we get back. So,
you know, there's a really good tennis coach right here in McCook, but you can't have him though.
I know. I might have to pull his leg. I don't know.
I know you would love to have him down there, but you're not letting Coach Weimers go down there. Absolutely not.
I wish he would.
I bet you do. I bet you do. How about your studies? What are you doing again?
So this semester I studied business management, but next semester I'm switching it to political science. So I'm still minoring in business. So I maybe law school. I'm not really quite sure.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
A lawyer one of these days, huh?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
How about that? Has that always been political science? Always been a kind of a thing?
It's interested me, yeah. High school, I took English comp, and I did like a immigration studies paper research type of things, and I really enjoyed it. I don't know. I find it fun.
But you've juggled academics and athletics just nicely, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been good. It hasn't been bad. I really like the teachers at the school, the classes. It's nice. And on Wednesdays, we don't have class, so that's nice. So, like, Wednesdays are like a catch-up day, since I think like 80% of the school are student athletes, so they kind of have it structured that way, which is nice.
I know you got a little sister that's a senior, and she's going to be graduating here pretty soon, and you're trying to twist her arm maybe to come down and maybe play a little tennis at USM?
Yeah, that would be fun. You know, she might go the softball direction. She hasn't quite decided, which she has time, but she it would be fun. I'd love for her to come down there.
Who would you have ever thought there might be possibilities from high school doubles to maybe the Weimers and Weimers combo in college?
Yeah, that would be amazing. I never really thought about it, but until she started touring schools, and then she was thinking about it, and so it would be great.